If you would, if you're able, if you would stand, and let's read the opening scripture of the message today. And it's, I'm going to read from the Song of Solomon, chapter 2, verses 10 through 13, and this is what it says. My beloved spoke and said to me, "Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away. For lo, the winter is past, the rain is over and gone, the flowers appear on the earth, the time of singing has come. And the voice of the turtle dove is heard in our land. The fig tree puts forth her green figs, and the vines with the tender grapes give a good smell. Rise up, my love, my fair one, and come away." Father, we're thankful for your word, and we thank you, God, for the changing of the seasons in our life, the change of the seasons on the earth, but the change of our seasons in our life, Lord, that allow us to move forward into a new season, a new day. We thank you for that. Let your word go and rest in our hearts and our minds. We honor you in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated. This is an awesome time of year. Don't you just love when spring comes and things start to change? Spring casts its magical spell on young lovers. You know, you see couples out walking. You see couples spending time together. The farmer, they get their almanac in their hand and they're smiling again. It's time to get ready to plant their seeds and to get their fields ready to put the seed in. You see golfers out on the golf course. They've come out of hibernation for the winter, and they could not wait for the first day that they got to go on the golf course. Some people maybe even got their motorcycle out, and they're riding their motorcycle because the days are so beautiful. The birds are singing in the morning. You wake up, and the birds are singing, and life has come back to life again. We are out of the hard winter. We didn't have that bad of a winter, really, when you think about it. We only had really maybe one little thing that caused us a lot of trouble, but winter was not that hard. But it just seems like the darkness. Last week we got to spring forward an hour. We got to lose an hour of sleep, and we came out of that, you know, it's daylight longer, and we get to spend more time in the sunshine. It's just awesome when spring comes, what it does to our hearts and our minds. You know, winter sometimes messes with us. How many knows that winter is long? It seems like it's so long. You come home from work, and it's dark. You get up and you go to work, and it's what? Dark. And it just seems like all winter long, it's just, everything's just so dark. But spring comes. We spring forward on our clocks and we wake up and it's sun shining out. We go to get off work and we don't have to hurry home because it's still daylight. The promise that God gave us in Genesis 8 and 22 says this. The Lord says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and heat, and summer and winter, and day and night shall not cease." God created seasons for a reason. And, you know, sometimes we don't like different seasons. And some people move to other parts of the country or the world so that they don't have to deal with all the seasons. But I've come to really enjoy the seasons of my life, the seasons that we live through. But it's here. We know that it's here, and I don't know if you've ever thought about the seasons, but spring starts on March the 20th this year. Summer, I believe, is June the 21st, and fall is September the 22nd, and winter starts again December 21st. So we've got a long time to wait before the dark season comes again. And we need to get ourselves ready and we need to get ourselves pumped up because the trees are beginning to bud. Has anybody looked at the trees? I was at Mom's the other day and she has some rose bushes. They're right in the way. They need to be cut down. And she loved those things. And I was thinking just 2 weeks ago, I thought, I'm going to bring my clippers and I'm going to cut them things down to the ground. Well, I didn't make it in time. And I walked out the other day, they had little buds coming out all over them. And, you know, but it's awesome to see that the trees are beginning to bud and they're beginning to come alive. In Isaiah 55 and 12, Isaiah says this, "The trees of the field shall clap their hands." Don't you just feel like that sometimes when you go outside in the summer and or in the spring when things are beginning to bloom and beginning to turn green again, that it's just like God clapping his hands saying, "It's here, I'm here." And that's the way we should feel because God has brought us alive. And when I think about spring, I can't help but think about the Easter season that is coming in a few more weeks. We got about 4 weeks and Easter will be here. But the resurrection of Jesus and how his resurrection changed our lives. And just as spring changes our life as we come out of winter, it brings us alive, makes us alive, gives us hope that things are going to change. So did the resurrection of Jesus. It gave us hope that we have life that has come to change us. He's came to change us. But springtime affords us a great time of renewal, a time of awakening, a time to be revived over the harsh winter and the harsh darkness of everything. It's time to wake up and it's time to pay attention to everything around us. You know that things around us sometimes are not pleasant. But what did we talk about last week? We talked about joy and how we had to continue to have joy. Even we may not always be happy, but we can always be joyous even in the dark times. It's so good to know that God can bring us through those times. And the sun will shine again. Every morning we wake up and it's a new day. A new day to start fresh and anew. And some of us need to do that. I know there's days that I need to. I need to start afresh and anew. But the resurrection of Jesus reminds us that there's hope. And that's the way I feel about spring. It reminds me that there's hope. We've still got hope. With such darkness around us and things going on in the world, we still have hope that Jesus is there for us. I want you to think just a moment about the resurrection. And I want you to think about what happened that right before that. You know, Jesus is beaten and they take him and they put him on a cross. And he's up there and he dies on that cross. And then, you know, he takes his last breath. And then it seems dark. It seems dark. And they take him and they put him in a tomb. And he's in that tomb and he's there and he's dead. And they all, they think their hope is gone. But in 3 days, what happened? That tomb was empty because Jesus came back to life. And he was alive and he was there to resurrect us as Christians. We need to know that God is ready to resurrect us. We have a hope that we get to go be with him someday. And I don't know if you've ever read in Numbers chapter 17. It talks about a rod that was just a rod. Every tribe got a rod. And there was a rod of Aaron from the house of Levi. And God told Moses to get these rods and to put them in this tabernacle and that one of them was going to bloom again. And that person was going to be the one that God had chosen. And sometimes when we have our lives and we feel like everything is lost. Anybody ever feel that way, that everything is lost? You have lost all hope. But Jesus comes in, and if we will allow him to, he can resurrect our lives. He can make us alive again. And that's the way I want you to think about spring today. Spring has come today, and the earth is going to burst forth with flowers and beauty and color. We were just talking the other night. Terry looked at my grass, and he goes, "Oh, that grass is getting green." Well, that's a good thing. Well, now you got to start mowing it. You know, that's the way we look at life sometimes. You know, we look at the good things and we think, well, yeah, but if that happens, I'm going to have to do something. You know, sometimes we need to come alive. We need to get up and we need to get to work. How many like to work? None of us really like to work, but we need to get up and we need to get to work because the Son of God is coming back to get us one of these days, and we need to be prepared, and we need to get those around us prepared. Some of us are in a spiritual winter time, aren't we? We get ourselves in a spiritual time that we seem like we're so far away from God that we just can't get to Him. But you see, He's right there. It's us who has pushed away from Him. We just need to go forward and we need to get ready because He's ready to burst us out into blossoms and to flowers and to sweet things. I love this time of year. You know, fall used to be my favorite time of year, but I have come to, you know, when you get older, you look at things a whole lot different. How many know that you look at things a whole lot different when you get older? And you begin to pay attention. You begin to notice things that you probably didn't notice before. And we need to pay attention because God wants to become real inside of us. Just as He's making the earth come alive today, He wants us to do that in our lives. And today we can start that. I want you to look in Revelation chapter 21, verses 1 through 7. And this is what it says. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a beautiful bride dressed for her husband. I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, now the dwelling of God is with men, and He will live with them. They will be His people, and God Himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. He who is seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Then He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. Verse 6 says, He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To him who is thirsty, I will give to drink without cost from the springs of the water of life. He who overcomes will inherit all this, and I will be his God, and he will be my son. Think about that scripture and think about what God has promised us. If we will hold on to Him and if we will come alive in Him, then all the old things are going to pass away. He's going to make everything new. Do you need Him to come in and make you new today? Maybe you need to be cleansed out. Maybe you need to be start afresh. And like I said, you know, that's what the seasons do for me. And I got to thinking about, you know, I've always said I love Florida. I love to go to Florida. I just love to go to Florida. But I've been thinking about lately about how the seasons, how much I enjoy them. And I think about spring and how it brings life and the flowers and everything. But then I thought about summer. And you say, oh, it's so hot in summer, Carolyn. But just think about the things that we get to enjoy when the weather is warm. Maybe you get to enjoy going to the pool. Maybe you get to go to the lake and go fishing. The things we get to enjoy around here in the summer makes it so that I enjoy that season now too. But you know what? When those 3 or 4 months are over, I can't wait for fall. How many love fall? I love fall. And you know, fall is when everything is not dying, but it's going into a dormant state where it's just going to be waiting for spring to come. But I love fall. I love the fire pits and sitting around the fire pit. I love the football during the fall season. I love my sweaters. You know, sometimes you just get tired of wearing those short sleeve shirts and you just need a good old sweatshirt. How many needs a good old sweatshirt sometimes? But every season of our life is for a purpose. And then we go into winter. And there's a time when winter is good. We need to sit during winter and we need to reflect on all the goodness of God. You know, sometimes when we go home at 5:30 at night and it's dark, we feel like we need to go to bed. But maybe we just need to take in some time with God. We need to take in the times that He has given us. Things change around us and we need to pay attention. And that's what the seasons do to me now. As I've gotten older, I pay more attention to what they mean to not just me, but to the earth. God created them for a purpose. And I haven't always enjoyed all the seasons. I haven't always enjoyed the things that God has put around me. But let me tell you, younger people, as you get older, you're going to look at life a whole lot different. And you're going to see things a whole lot different than you've ever seen them before. God has revealed Himself to us. He has shown us through His resurrection and His power that our lives can be so different. That we can be happy again. We can have joy again. We can spring forth with eternal promise that He's coming back to get us one day. Maybe that scares you. And, you know, we do a little talking in our class downstairs. And I just thought about how quickly life can change. How quickly our lives can be taken from us. And I think about, are we ready to go? Are we ready for that time when Jesus says, it's time for you to come home, Carolyn? Have I worked and have I done what He's wanted me to do? Have I done what I can for the Savior? Am I spiritually ready for that time in my life? You know, just this week over at one of the stores here in our neighborhood, really. My sister and I had just left Meijer over in Oakley, and we had drove over to Aldi, which isn't too far away, and I got a message on my phone that there had been a shooting just then at Target. We had just left that parking lot. You know, we don't know when our lives will change that drastically. And God allows us to have a season that He allows us to come alive in Him. Have you done that? Have you become alive in Christ? Has He changed your life as He changes the flowers and the trees? Have you allowed Him to bud up in your life and be that strength for you? Do you allow His Holy Spirit to speak through you? Do you allow Him to shine His love through you? And when He calls you home, are you ready to go? We were talking in class today about how, you know, you can't really even look at somebody the wrong way now. How many know that? You got to be careful how you glance at somebody. And if you are upset with them and you give them a dirty look, you better not do that no more. Let me just say that to you, because you never know what somebody might do to you because you gave them a look that they thought was not appropriate. But we need to know that we need to be ready when the Master comes for us. Life is unexpected, like I said last week. And today, as I look at my life and as I look at the seasons in my life, I can see where God has used those seasons to make me stronger, has used those seasons to make me who I am today. Just as the seasons of our world change, and it's for the purpose of making us be able to live here. We need to know that God has reasons for that. You know, things in our life sometimes are joyous occasions. Think about when your kids graduated from high school. You were so excited that they made it. You were so excited that they got where they were, but yet there was a sadness in your heart. A sadness because you knew, if you've had kids before, or you had other kids that have graduated and gone on, you know that once they graduate, they become their own person. They may go on to college, they may go get a job, they may get married, they move away. So sometimes our lives are filled with mixed emotions. Maybe they get married and you're so excited to see them start their new life, but yet they're not going to be yours anymore. You say, yeah, they are, Carolyn. No, they're really not. It's not the same as it used to be. We need to realize that life can be so much of what we want it to be. We need to hold on to the things that God has promised us. You know, we live in a world that's broken, like I said before. We live in a world that chaos is all around us sometimes. But just know that the brightness of the season is coming and spring is here, and God wants us to be alive in Him. Are you alive in Christ today? Has He changed your life today? The Bible tells us in Revelation 21:4, and He will wipe away every tear from our eye. There will be no more death, no more mourning, no more crying, no more pain, for the older order of these things has passed away. We need to be made new in Him. Because if we don't, we're not going to go to this place where there's not going to be any more tears. There's not going to be any more sorrow. I want to go to a place that is going to be exciting. Can you imagine how beautiful heaven must be? When I think about the beauty that we have here in the spring, I think about what that's going to be like when I die here and I open my eyes in heaven. And I look out and I can behold the beauty. Think about the beauty of heaven. And that is what spring does for us. It gets us excited about the resurrection of Jesus Christ. The resurrection of the Son that came so that we could have life. He came and He died on a cross so that my sins would be forgiven. And I am cleansed because of Him. You know, in the next few weeks, we get the opportunity to share the gospel with others. And, you know, we're going to do this event on April the 2nd. And I want us to do it with joy. I want us to, you know, I don't want us to say, oh, we have to go over here and do this event. I want us to say, we want to go. We want to reach others for Jesus. I want you to wake up out of your sleep. I want you to wake up out of your winter slumber. I want us to get excited about the season that God has placed us in. You know, I have said this and then I was corrected. I said, you know, I'm so worried about my grandkids and my kids in this world that we live in. And somebody said, you don't have to worry about them. Because God placed them in this time and in this place for a reason. We are where we are for a reason. And God has placed us here to do something for Him. He has placed us here in such a time as this that we can make a difference. So as we come up through this new season, out of the winter, and we come into this spring, I want us to be excited about where God has us. You know, we're not always going to enjoy life. You know, we may have illness. Things may come our way. But as I said last week, does not mean you can't have joy. The joy of the Lord is your strength. And sometimes we need to shake ourselves. And that's what I want you to do today. As we come out of winter, I want us to shake ourselves and say, today is a new day. And we're going to start from the beginning. I'm going to start all over again today. Because God has given me another day. Some people didn't wake up this morning. They didn't get that opportunity to come into spring and enjoy it. But at 11:33 today, spring starts. I got the time down and everything. I went and found the time, what time it's going to start. So that's about when we're going to get done here. We're going to go out of here about the time that spring is going to begin. And when you walk out that door today, I want you to walk out that door as a new creation in Christ. A person that's alive and ready to be excited about what he's done for you. You know, I asked for testimonies this morning. Many of us can give testimonies of the goodness of God and what he's done for us. You know, if Tanya was here this morning, I know she'd be excited. She'd have been the first one on her feet. She is excited. Jason is excited about this new transition into life that they're about to, that they are taking. And you know, sometimes we just need to get excited about God. We need to get excited about what he wants to do for us. And this is your time to do that. Behold, all things have become new. So when we walk out of here today, if you don't know Jesus, I want to offer him to you today as your new fresh start. Let's start this season with a great attitude of serving God. If you would stand with me today. Spring is a time when things become new. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus, there's no better day to start it than on spring day. Your new relationship with Christ. With every head bowed. If you're here this morning and you don't know Jesus as Lord and Savior, or maybe you've known him and you've kind of walked away from him, what a great day to start anew. Start anew just as the spring starts anew in just a few minutes. Anyone today like to accept Jesus as Lord and Savior? Maybe you're watching online and you don't know Jesus. Today is a great day to start this life with him. Let's pray that sinner's prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I know that I'm a sinner. And I know that I have come short of what you've expected of me. Today I want you to come in and be my Savior. I know that you died for my sins. I know that you can cleanse me from all unrighteousness. Come inside of me and live in me. Let your Holy Spirit reside inside of me. Make me a new person today, God. Let the old go away and make me fresh and new in you. I accept you as my Savior. I love you, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' name, amen. Maybe you're struggling today. I want you to make your life new. Start afresh today. Maybe you are, maybe you're struggling with something. Let God have it. Let him be your strength. Let him be your stronghold. Let him be he was your sacrifice. Jesus was your sacrifice on the cross. And through his resurrection, he sits at the right hand of the Father making intercession for you. Talk to him. Go to him every day, maybe several times a day, and just talk to him. Have a relationship with Christ. He can change your life and make it so much better. Father, I thank you and I give you praise. And as we go out of here today, let us be a light that shines bright for you. Father, we thank you for every season in our life, even the tough ones, because we know through the tough ones we learn how great you are. And Father, I pray that you will touch those that are struggling today, touch those that are having issues today. God, God, let them see that you are their strength and that they can be alive in you. We honor you and we give you praise today. In Jesus' name, amen.